Hello, hello. Welcome to your Sunday Lovegram. Guess what? I have a special guest. And I know you're probably thinking, Trisha, because I only really always have one special guest, which is my friend Trisha. Today I'm here with Brittany, and you have to say your last name.
Imwali.
And also, we're at the Golden Gate Park, and there's some like crazy, wonderful music behind us, so I hope you can hear us. The reason that I wanted to invite Brittany to talk today is because, first of all, we're having a picnic, and it just seemed like a nice time to make a recording. But the other thing is that Brittany... It's okay if I share important personal details.
Absolutely.
Brittany, I know, has been in a space that is similar to a space I've been in, which is one of those spaces that maybe you have been in or you're in now, which is where you're living in that liminal space. Oh, here, hold this for a second. You can say hi.
Hi. We've been talking a lot about the liminal space of kind of like figuring things out, knowing that you're in a bit of a transition, not knowing exactly what's coming next, but kind of like a little bit nervous, but mostly excited about what's coming, trying to be excited. And it's, and trying to stay comfortable with that, trying to stay in that excited spot versus letting it feel overwhelming or like we're supposed to know something that we don't know yet.
The reason I'm rooting around everywhere is I printed out that Rilke quote, which is my very favorite book. And I
have it.
You do?
You hold this.
Yeah. Because that quote, my friend Rachel gave me that book, oh gosh, maybe 40 years ago now. And I have loved that quote all these years. Okay, you read it.
Have patience with everything that remains unsolved in your heart. Try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms and like books written in a foreign language. Do not now look for the answers. They cannot now be given to you because you could not live them. It is a question of experiencing everything. At present, you need to live the question. Perhaps you will gradually, without even noticing it, find yourself experiencing the answer some distant day. And that is from Rainier Maria Rilke, Letters to a Young Poet.
Yeah. Don't you love that?
I love it. I do. And it's what we were just talking about of both of us kind of being in this not knowing space, but feeling kind of certain that maybe in 6 months' time we're going to say, oh my gosh, remember when we didn't know? So it's kind of that day in the future that we're going to look back and say, oh yeah, this is the path we were looking for.
And I love, 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 and I'm sure I've said this before on these audiograms, but that phrase, live the questions. Mm-hmm. And I think that, so we've been sitting here, Brittany, talking about this, that it's like there's one part that wants to just like figure it out or just choose or just act. But I think when we all get quiet, we know when it's time to do that and we know when it's time to not.
I agree, and I think one of the hardest parts is getting quiet enough to be able to hear that, right? Even you and I today are talking about a lot of it, and it's got all these thoughts kind of going in my head, and I feel like I so quickly move to the, well, I'll talk it out with somebody, or I'll go just kind of continue to explore, and I do that myself a lot through talking, and so then how do I find quiet places to sort of really reflect on what's coming up for me or to see maybe new connections that I didn't know that were there before. And so I'm kind of looking curious about how to create that balance between having enough curious conversations so I'm able to see new possibilities and also creating enough quiet space that I can sort of make sense of it all.
I love that. And you know, what just dropped in, and this is so meta, you're going to see why. So I'm leading a book club on the book Essentialism. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever read that book.
I haven't.
It just so happens that one of the chapters we were talking about today is play. And he's talking about that what happens when people play is that connections get made.
Yeah.
That it's not like we're trying to make them. It's not like we're forcing things to happen. It's not, but that there's something, and this is goes back to, you were just talking about laughter.
I was just going to say, we're just talking about laughter.
This is why this is so meta. And it's also that it's like that connection dropped in just when you were talking about new connections.
Yeah.
And that sometimes, I think, counterintuitively, we need to stop. Mm-hmm. We need to not think. Or we need to just, like, play.
And then see what comes out of it.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a little, I mean, it's different, but there's a, and Sherry and I collaborated for a Rome collaborative event, and the three pillars of that at the outset were think, play, and move. Kind of with that same idea of that actually we do need some time to think, but then we actually need some time to play, and then that's where sort of our brains begin to unwind. And even though our bodies might be doing something different or we're paying attention to something else, our gears keep turning.
Yeah.
And that's where those new connections are made. And so I'm going to pick up Essentialism and I'm going to read that.
What I also,
a new nightstand read. Thank you.
What I also love that's coming together is that, you know, I kept wanting to do a conversation with you before the women's retreat that we did. And that never happened, but this is also coming into it now, which is, again, the necessity. And people who have listened to these audio love grams, I've probably done, I don't know, a dozen of them, about space, about finding space, about allowing ourselves space, about creating space where we can listen and not have to, like, push or effort. But that is so important and so darn hard to do.
And it's not the way our culture is set up for things. In fact, I just had a conversation with some executive folks today talking about organizing offsite events. And a lot of it was about the agenda or the outcomes or the goals. And, you know, thinking about the beauty of an offsite is actually getting to do things that you don't get to do all the time. And so it really, you know, for me, it really is about the, whether it's in a personal space or a workspace, thinking about, well, we can connect in different ways, really person to person. And we actually can carve out time for reflection and almost build a muscle that I don't think that we spend enough time focusing on right now.
I know. And I'm absolutely just loving that we're sitting in a park and there's fountains and there's a Ferris wheel.
And we're talking about play and there's a Ferris wheel.
But also, as it happens, because we've created this space, and it's why I love doing it. They're only 10 or 15 minutes every week, these love grams, but it's like, it's a space where there's no agenda.
Yeah, and you just get to see where the topic takes you.
And what just happened for me, where it just took me, I don't even know why, I think because you were talking about the offsite, was I can remember being on a retreat. I was working, I was part of the team in Puerto Rico right before the pandemic, and I had a really powerful experience of, I never really learned how to swim. And I was at the ocean one morning and it was really rough. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go in, but I don't really know how to swim. I can doggy paddle and stuff, but I was a little bit nervous. And I was walking around thinking, I really want to go in the water. And I felt so disempowered because I was scared. And I ran into one of the attendees who was there at this mastermind, and I was just happened to tell her this. She was a swim instructor.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love
and
it.
And she just took my hand.
Oh, Sherry, I love this story.
Right. She took my hand and led me into the ocean. And right, like, why did this story drop in right now? Because it was, we were like splashing and it was the play, but it was also that space.
Yeah.
And it was also, there was a turning, there was a surrender that I think you and I are both in.
And there's a bit of the, you know, surrender and then like an opening up and a feeling okay with sharing that with others. And then I actually am now thinking about AJ at the retreat that we were just at, saying over and over, the universe gives you exactly what you need at the moment that you need it. Right? And so, which that... attendee who was a swim instructor was exactly what you needed at the moment that you needed it. So, yeah.
Right. So, hello. We're here with you just saying, like, maybe this is a moment to just close your eyes and think about, like, is there a way, and this may not be where you are right at the moment, but maybe for someone or a few people that this is what you need. Is it a surrender space? Is it a time to not figure things out? Is this a time to give yourself that Rilke experience of trusting that you will live into the answer rather than having to figure it out?
Oh, and even as you're saying that, I have such competing emotions right now, Sherry. I have the, wow, that sounds amazing, and that sounds so hard. What is hard? The surrender.
Yeah.
I think the surrender is really hard. I feel like there's been so much of my life is the, like, work at it and just keep figuring it out. And so the surrender piece feels... feels vulnerable. It feels like, but then am I in the driver's seat then? And it also feels like, and I'm also, again, this two sides, like excited about it here, like kind of feel like, but it could be amazing. And I kind of feel like it's almost like you need to go to that spot to really get to the amazing, but it feels scary.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. It is okay. It is absolutely okay.
I'm hoping it's okay.
Yeah.
And I just remembered when you said that. This is what I love. This is what I love about space, right? No agenda. And mm-hmm. it's a meta thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't scary to have 15 minutes of no agenda.
Zero.
And
with you, it's fun.
And all of these like gifts have come low, including this wild music. But one of the things when you said, am I in the driver's seat, suddenly, and I love how the brain does this, my mind went to... A few years ago, I was actually on a retreat. I used to take myself to this little cabin that isn't open anymore because of COVID. And I had a dream that in the dream, I was in a car and going fast in a car. And I was just looking out the window and all of a sudden I realized, like, I'm not driving. Like,
oh, wow.
And I turned... And there was nothing there, but something was driving.
Uh-huh.
And so it just reminded me when you said that. I remember that dream was so powerful for me because it was like, I don't have to be in the driver's seat.
No, and then I get to enjoy the view.
Right.
And that's the best part.
So I think there's something about that it's like, you're right, it's vulnerable to let go. But I remember so distinctly that dream of like... We don't have to, I mean, that was the point, right? We don't have to be able to see.
No, where, yeah, how it's going to happen.
Yeah. We don't even have to be able to see whatever it is that is the mystery of things or what is caring for us, maybe you could say. I don't know. We're getting really deep here and we only have a couple minutes left. But so I really appreciate, is there anything else dropping in for you?
Because we're here in this park, I'm just, you know, when you actually give yourself some space, I'm noticing this beautiful red-winged blackbird that's flying down and is, you know, kind of preening around the others, and I'm noticing, you know, the kids playing in the park, and I think that this opportunity to slow down and let things in, who knows what's going to land, and who knows what might be the thing that's going to actually spark the empowering next step, but there is just something that feels really great about the slowing down,
right, so maybe that's it. So as we wind this down, no matter what you're going through right now, like, yeah, if it's for 5 minutes or an hour or half a day or a week, you know, what would slowing down look like and what would listening and surrendering look like?
Yeah. And noticing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me to join you today. This is such a treat.
Thank you, Brittany. How fun. And I send you all love. I send you that. Where is that blackbird? It's gone now.
Yeah.
I send you this red-winged blackbird that has flown off and the Ferris wheel that's in front of us. And hopefully you can hear the birds. And I send so much love. Thank you. We're all just walking each other home. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.